Well, now to that videotape from members of the Short Pump Middle School football team in Glen Allen, Virginia. It went viral. It's now hard to find because, and a warning, what it shows is so disturbing the whole football season has been canceled. For instance, white football players simulate the rape of black players while saying they're going to blank the black out of these black children from Uganda. And that's just part of the tape. Mickey Ogburn is a member of the Henrico County School Board representing the Three Chopped District and the Short Pump Middle School. Mickey, what'd you think when you first saw this video?
Well, it was a little over a week ago, and as most people who have seen it, I was appalled. There are lots of adjectives that you can use: shocked, appalled, we're disheartened, we're disappointed, baffled, everything. It runs the gamut.
Well, parents were shocked as well. And
yes.
Let's just say the video was apparently made by the players last week in the locker room. It was put on Snapchat, and then a portion was put on local news. And a lot of parents are wondering, you know, first of all, why didn't they find out sooner about this? How did it get on a local news station first? And where were the adults in the room? Kids in locker rooms are supposed to be supervised.
Right. Well, it was actually taken on Friday, a week and a half ago, and it was not posted until the weekend. We were made aware of it on Monday of last week. I think that's the 19th, something like that. And two students at another middle school nearby saw it and did what we ask children to do, which is they went and told an administrator. And that's actually how we found out, was students reported it. We then immediately went into finding out who was involved and everything that, you know, everybody has asked.
What are some of the answers? I mean, some of the parents are saying, wait a second, because as we said, the games have been canceled, but kids are still required to go to practice because you're going to start some sensitivity training. But some parents are saying, why punish the whole team? How many members of the team actually participated in the video?
Well, that number we're still working on because obviously you have to get children to admit that they were there. We have a program in Henrico County, as I think many schools do. It's called Silence Hurts. We encourage children, just like the first kids who saw this video, to go to a trusted adult and say, I saw something that bothers me that I know is wrong. And so when we know that other players on the team could have been aware that this was going on and they didn't speak up, at that point we're like, okay, the members of this team all need to come together in a positive way to learn from this experience. If you didn't report it, you need to report. It's your ethical and moral duty to report.
Well, so you're going to have some training during their practices.
Absolutely.
On accountability, reporting responsibilities,
yes.
Ethics. But what about the kids who actually, for instance, did the simulated attacks? What do we know if the young black players were agreeing to be treated this way?
Well, since this involves children, I am not really at liberty to tell anything about the children in the video other than we have a very strict code of conduct. The code of conduct was immediately and severely implemented for those students who are the perpetrators of it. The victims, we are providing counseling. We're providing support in every way that we can to make sure that they're getting the help that they need.
Well, you're calling them victims, which tells us something there. Look, as you well know, Lorraine Wright represents the I Vote For Me Human Rights Group. They advocate for equality in education. She says she's filing a federal complaint with the Office for Civil Rights. I'm sure you're also hearing from people saying, this was stupid, but these are kids, and the best thing to do is to keep them in the school environment and, you know, help them learn from it.
Well, we do want the children to learn from it because obviously we can't undo what was done, but we can make sure as much as is possible that this kind of incident doesn't happen again, that we want to teach our kids that we need to treat each other equitably and fairly with tolerance of all races, creeds, and colors. Of course, that's what we expect of our students.
That's Mickey Ogburn, a member of the Henrico County School District there in Virginia. The Short Pump Middle School is in that district, and their football team is in a world of hurt because of a video that's gone viral. Mickey, thank you so much for talking to us about it and best dealing with this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you're listening to Here and Now.